Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you. I'm still in Kaliningrad, where all of the reaction is to that result from last night for England.
Yeah, you got your wish because they lost, but did they really win?
That's exactly what everyone's saying. I think the UK press spin is that this was the better result, that you did not want to top this group because it would mean a quarter final with Brazil. That's what everyone was saying. That's what everyone thought. And the more I look at it, you know, the winners of the group, Belgium, they now play Japan and England play Colombia. You know, it's making a huge assumption that England will beat Colombia to, you know, have a better quarter-final draw then against Switzerland or Sweden. I don't know. Part of me wishes England were playing Japan now. You never know with football, but it was difficult to read anything into that match last night because Belgium put out a weakened team. England made 8 changes. Harry Kane's sitting on the bench having a rest that he doesn't want. And the momentum's been a bit disrupted, but I don't know. I think people will feel a lot happier if England can get past Colombia, but you're talking about England. They haven't won a knockout match at the World Cup since 2006 against Ecuador, so I don't know. Football, it's permutations and combinations, and you never know what to think, but it's a rest day here today. There is no soccer today, and then tomorrow you've got Spain playing Russia, and I think the Russians will be saying adios.
So if it's a rest day, what does Andrew Brady do in Russia on a rest day on a Friday?
Rest day for me. I've got to pack all my bags, get to the airport, and then we fly from Kaliningrad to St. Petersburg, and then we get driven from St. Petersburg up to where we're staying near Repina, which is where the England team are based. And the first thing I'm doing, I'm getting all my laundry done, and I'm having a cold beer. That is my rest day.
Half your luck ended. Now there's a surprise gift for the Prime Minister.
So she turned up in Brussels yesterday, Theresa May, and the Belgian Prime Minister, Charles Michel is the guy's name, he gave her a little surprise, and it was a gift. A Belgian soccer jersey he handed over to her. Number 10 is their best player, Eden Hazard of Chelsea. So that was the gift from the Belgian Prime Minister. Theresa May looked a bit surprised. I do wish sometimes that there was someone inside Downing Street in London who had a little bit of mischief about them. Wouldn't it be funny if Theresa May had turned up in Brussels and given them a Harry Kane jersey? You know, and the headlines could have been, you know, caning Brexit, caning the Belgians. But no, Theresa May has to turn up and look embarrassed and a little bit awkward. And I'd love to know when was the last time she sat down and watched a soccer match. I'm guessing she was a child because she has no interest in it.
Maybe she'll be interested if England go all the way, and I'm sure everybody will. Now, what's happened at the EU summits?
So that's why she was there. It was a summit on migration across Europe. They had a dinner that went on for 5 hours. Can you imagine anything more boring than 27 European leaders sitting around the table looking at each other 5 hours? There won't have been any alcohol. This won't have been a boozy dinner. Finally, early hours of the morning, an agreement on migration policy. They're going to restrict the movements of migrants in Europe, and they're going to build some joint asylum centres. But how dull, 5 hours talking about that.
Yeah, it'd be boring. Very, very boring indeed. And how are those fires back home in the UK? Are they still burning?
No, they are, Ollie. Not good. Not good at all. We're hearing this morning that they may last for months. They've brought in 100 soldiers from a Scottish regiment. They're beating them. They're dropping water. And then a few miles away across the Pennines, another blaze has sprung up. So the heat is just the problem. You know, 30 Celsius. We still don't know the cause of the fires, whether it was natural or whether this was deliberate, but huge resources deployed. And firefighters in the northwest outside Greater Manchester, absolutely exhausted from dealing with this.
Hopefully they can bring it under control. Hopefully you enjoy your day off there in Russia and go and enjoy a Baltica number 3, one of the pale lagers.
I'll take your word for it, Ollie. See you soon, mate. Have a great weekend, guys.